farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Good morning and welcome to the program. We're still in Trelawney as we continue our journey across the country looking at the focus crops for each parish in our Farmer's Guidebook series. The proverb of the day comes up at the tail end of the program. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
3,500 hectares of yam is grown in Trelawney every year, making the parish one of the major yam growing areas on the island. This also means farmers in Trelawney have quite a bit of experience and knowledge about the cultivation and maintenance of the crop. To get some of this information, we've been speaking with Rada Parish Manager for Trelawney, Melvin Green. Yesterday, he told us about planting yam and staking or sticking it. This morning, he continues by telling us how the process of staking the yam provides employment for persons in various communities.
Most of the farmers will purchase yam stick, mainly from the northern section of the parish, and it is transported up to the south. Presently, the farmers are paying about $40 to $50 per stick. It's almost like a sort of employment for them to provide sticks so that at least the farmers in the south can access it.
After planting and staking or sticking the yam, it's time to fertilize. However, while a specific fertilizer may be recommended, farmers are being encouraged to do a soil test prior to fertilization.
What we have been encouraging the farmers to do is that once they are getting into yam production or any type of crop production, is for them to do some soil testing. Because once they do soil testing, they would have to get an idea as to the type of nutrients that is available within the soil. And this now will help them to better able to know in terms of the type of fertilizer that they really need to use. But in general, most of the farmers use a fertilizer, they call it a high power fertilizer, which is a 14-28-14. And the 14-28-14 speaks of the nitrogen, phosphorus and potash, the amount that is in it per 100 parts.
To find out more about soil testing, visit our website at jis.gov.jm/radio. Yam price is on the increase, and farmers engaged in the planting of this crop are encouraged to follow best practices to ensure they get maximum yield and profit.
The price is picking up now because a few months ago, in November to about March, farmers were getting anywhere between $30 to $35 a pound. Right? Some were getting even as low as $25. But now we find that the price is steadily going up back. So presently, they are getting about $40 per pound at the farm gate.
Rada Parish Manager for Trelawney, Melvin Green. The proverb for this morning is Yelash Ola Dan Beard. Translation, the eyelash is older than the beard. This means you are to show respect to your elders. And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. Join us again tomorrow when we journey over to cool, cool Manchester. I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
Here's a business development opportunity from the NHT.
Do you live in an NHT housing scheme? Do you have an innovative idea or a business ready for takeoff?
Now start or grow your business through the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge.
Get business mentorship and training. Be among top enterprises to share a development awards package of over $10 million.
Enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge today.
Deadline May 16. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.